Business AM.
Radio Special Cybersecurity.
We zijn er terug met Notis Iliopoulos, Chief Cybersecurity Business van NTT Data. En we hebben het nog altijd over cybersecurity, meer bepaald over de nood aan doorgedreven informatiebeveiliging van bedrijven aan de vooravond van verregaande globale digitalisering. In your articles, you often refer to your theory about the convergence of security. Can you explain what the benefit could be for companies to implement that kind of idea or concept?
Of course. This is a concept that it's very urgent, I think, at the moment, because what it tries to do there is to bring all the disciplines of security under one governance and control umbrella. So we're going to have a holistic view of security within an organization, no matter from where these security risks are coming from. They are digital security, they are physical security. As you know, the malicious users are using hybrid ways of attacking the organization. And the red lines between what is physical security, what is digital security, especially now with the operational technology and the controls, the automation fault controls, is thin. So in order to have efficiency, effectiveness, and economies of scales, and a holistic view of security, we need to bring all these security disciplines under one governance body within the organization.
Mm-hmm. But the convergence of physical and digital security, isn't that too obvious? It seems so simple.
It was not obvious a few years back because physical security world had his own protocols and I can say that it was difficult to hack on them. But, you know, as time goes by, technology uses unified way of communication protocols. So physical security controls, number one, control a lot of activities that and automate a lot of physical activities that was not there before. And second and most important, they use technology that already used in servers, application in the digital world. That means that they suffer from the same kind of vulnerabilities. And of course, the most important is that malicious users will always try to find ways to weaponize both physical and digital security.
Mm-hmm. You have been warning for years that urgent change is needed for any organization to survive in an emerging information security ecosystem. Standard security measures are no longer sufficient. Is there a new need? You discuss in your articles a real evolution from information and cybersecurity to information resilience. What is that about?
This is about how information security will always should be. I'm started dealing with what we call information security 26 years back. And still the same principles apply. But it seems that we forgot them through time. And we went pretty much most of the time dealing with technology rather than take a step back and have this holistic view of information security. This is what I call resilient, which is how to protect information everywhere that information resides. Even if that information is outside your organization, you have somehow to apply some measures. And you have to do that holistically. There is nothing something, okay, we have outsourced that. Mm-hmm. It's not a risk for us anymore. Mm-hmm. Or we are secure enough. No, we will never secure enough. So we have to follow the information life cycle and be ready to put it in every step of that.
Mm-hmm. You talk about holistic. Holistic as in fear no evil, everything will be okay, our flow of energy will save us. How should I interpret holistic in this context, given that companies realize that their data can't be protected? There is no 100% proof, correct?
Correct, and it will never be 100% security. I mean, this is the one of the core theories and method and in security, in any discipline of security. But if we have a way to holistically assess and manage the risk of security, then we go there as much as possible. We go to the, not 100, we go to the effective cybersecurity as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So holistic means no matter where the information is, I have to be there to assess the risks of using that information or using that digital infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Another term of you is information resilience. Is that a new concept? Can you elaborate on that?
It's not a new concept. Information resilience is just making sure that the controls that I'm using for security, for information security, even if they are under attack, there is a robustness there. There is a level of robustness and recovery there. So basically, in one of my articles, what I was talking about is that there is the need to go a little bit deeper on the process of information security within an organization. So instead of having just this one process of information security, let's have them two. One process, the inner cycle, as I call it, for governance, for compliance, for assessing the risks in a continuous basis. And at the same time, we have the outer cycle that is, again, a continuous process of monitoring and responding to events. And when I'm saying responding to events, an incident for information security, an event might be a big change to an organization that affects the way we operate, that also might, has as an outcome some more risks to our everyday way of dealing with information.
Mm-hmm. In the next 3 to 5 years, innovation will take advantage of the technological developments as never before. How will this impact the fight against cyber attacks?
I believe that technology in general is weaponized. So as much as you use technology, as technology innovates and becomes part of our everyday life, there would be people that they will try to weaponize that in order to get access to data, to digital infrastructure, to spread information that are fake news or stuff like that. So this will not change. Mm-hmm. This is here to stay. We have technology everywhere. We have data everywhere. So always there will be someone that will go after our data, the information, and the digital infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe the characteristics of a resilient and sustainable organization which is able to absorb and adapt to change?
Of course, and this is much larger than information security or information security resilience. Information security is part of that. So a resilient organization is an organization that can encompass crisis management and business continuity and response to any type of risks that an organization have to face. For example, to understand the customer needs, to have operational processes to ensure quality of control of products, supply chain, operational processes, as I said, evaluation and analysis of the information that they gather in order to have their strategy out there. So resilience in an organization is to be ready for any kind of change and be there to be able to survive for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm. The way you describe it, it seems like enterprise resilience could disrupt the normal operation of any organization. How do you see this?
I would say not really. It's just another building block that have to be considered when we align business with strategy. It doesn't change the way the business operates. It changes a little bit the mindset. It takes a holistic approach to risk management silos and it tries to minimize downtime by embedding resiliency and workarounds into everything an organization do. And actually, this is a term that is used by BSI. So when we're talking about operational resilience, we're talking about continuity, crisis management, financial health of a company, ICT continuity, risk management, supply chains, is a lot of things where information security or security in general is part of each one of these disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Are you a hack buster, a troubleshooter expert, or a philosopher?
If you want to deal with information security, you have to be a little bit of everything. Okay, philosophy, it's a good thing. As Greek, I should say that it's number one. But when it comes to information security, we need effectiveness. So we have to be ahead. And at the same time, we have to be ready to understand innovation. Mm-hmm. Because within innovation and the adoption of innovation, there are some pitfalls. So we have to think a little bit philosophical as well.
Ga niet weg, we zijn zo terug met Notis Iliopoulos, Chief Cybersecurity Business van NTT Data.
Business AM. Radio Special Cybersecurity.